This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us tonight, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
All right, pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we appreciate those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out the program tonight, and by the way, folks, we are going to be talking at the bottom of the hour about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and what he has now asked the government to do to step in and regulate the social media internet industry, which could make some very interesting times for a lot of people that like to post a lot of nonsense on these websites, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, and it would definitely curtail freedom of speech, but there are alternatives, that's all I can say. And we start out tonight talking about the fact that the president is talking about possibly appointing the first immigration czar, which very well could be the former attorney general of Virginia, Ken Cuccinelli, who's a very well-versed person. He's a good candidate, I'll tell you that much. And the other thing is, there is a strong possibility that would be a position that would have to be approved by the Senate. They could sit in their hands for a little while. The Democrats have been doing just that, taking up to a month to approve anybody for anything, and we'll just see what happens. But I think it's a great idea.
Well, certainly, you know, many years ago, the term drug czar became part of our lexicon.
Bill Bennett was the first one.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the idea of that would be someone who could coordinate or enforce policies, you know, across a variety of platforms and so forth. So this is the same kind of thing, and certainly it would allow for a tighter focus, perhaps, for President Trump as he goes into 2020 to be able to, bring immigration to the front and center of his campaign, but also focus what's actually happening with immigration, someone who, as you know, put a face on it for the press, this kind of thing, someone who could actually go out and make this kind of thing happen.
Well, we have a crisis on the border of immense proportions, and no one can deny it unless they're a damn fool or they just want to make the situation worse, which, again, I understand what the Democrats are doing. They are using the Cloward-Piven strategy to the teens proportion that they can, and using Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, because they want to overwhelm the system, which is exactly what the Cloward Prevent strategy is all about, and they want everybody to have to fall under the ward of the state, because only the, and by the state I mean the federal government, and the federal government will solve it all for everybody, because everyone will sing kumbaya as the federal government bails everything out. But it ain't going to happen. That's not what we're doing. And we do know that the border crisis is way, way beyond the breaking point.
Well, it certainly is. And certainly, you know, we've seen in the media, you know, just an almost concerted effort by various factions in the media to try to downplay it, to try to make it look as though it's some kind of ridiculous, crazy talk to think that there's a problem at the border, when anybody can simply go to the border and actually see it happening. Now, notwithstanding Jim Acosta and his piece that he did at one of the border fences, basically. But
what a jackass.
Right. Well, but everybody knows that you have miles and miles of unprotected border.
There's nothing there.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And what we understand, too, Captain, is that the word has gone out through the coyotes.
Yep.
That now is a good time to try to get across the border because things are overwhelmed.
Yes, and that's exactly what's going on. And this is when you get people coming in, you don't even know who they are. And this is what I was talking about last night and what I will continue to talk about. These are not all people coming from three little countries. These aren't people that are just coming from El Salvador. These aren't people that are just coming from Honduras and Guatemala. These are people that got there, some of them coming from Southeast Asia, some of them coming from the Middle East. And guess what? They may not be the kind of people you want in your backyard. You know what I mean?
Well, exactly. You have people who are coming to this country specifically because they are, for example, a member of MS-13 or a kind of gang.
Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, ISIS, yep. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And so also, of course, Americans, first and foremost, Captain, they understand why people want to come to this country to have a better life or to get a job or to leave behind problems and oppression and this kind of stuff. The American people understand this fully. But what evidently the left in this country, the Democrat Party elite and so forth, either they don't know or they don't care about the very fact that the law is being broken by the very fact that people are coming here illegally, and they simply cannot focus on that, and that just doesn't compute to them.
And by the way, I put out, someone sent me a video yesterday, and I shared it with a bunch of people. I believe I shared it with you. It was Ilhan Omar, and it was before she was a congresswoman, and it was specifically about overwhelming the system, what the Muslims were going to do, overwhelm the systems to make America an Islamic state.
It's very, very concerning.
Very, very, yeah. And this was her before she was a congresswoman. But anyway, it is what it is. Okay, Kyle Warner, professor of politics. We'll be right back. Kathy, give everybody the phone number there, and I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Boy, they did a beautiful wedding.
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Today's Tuesday, and that means you can come have lunch with the captain because I will be at the Mission Barbecue at 5602 West Waters Avenue in the Town and Country section of Tampa, Florida, in the north end of the Tampa International Airport. We'll be there from 12 noon to 1:30. And we'd like to see a lot of you there because the last few weeks we have just been doing exactly that. There's been a bunch of you that have been showing up, and we really appreciate that because, you know, when you get a chance to meet the people and say howdy, howdy and all that stuff. And by the way, don't be bashful. Just because I'm sitting there at a table full of people doesn't mean you can't come up and shake my hand and say howdy, howdy, because I know there's been some people that have come in there and sat off to the side. And we know you're there because you tell us about it later via the Facebook page, but don't be afraid to come up and say hello. Now, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
let's keep going here. At least 2,000 more Border Patrol agents are being moved from the ports of entry where they're currently assigned to the Mexican border, along Texas, along New Mexico, along Arizona, where there are open spaces where there is absolutely nothing but a single strand of wire there to keep people out.
Well, right. And this is just, you know, illustrative of the whole problem. This is why President Trump wants to finish the barrier along the southern border, because there are such vast areas where literally anybody can come through. We'll never know about it. This is what you have to do. It's either a massive manpower problem or you build a barrier. It seems like it's better to build a barrier.
Well, 2,000 Border Patrol agents against a growing caravan of up to 20,000 coming their way is not any you know, they're going to need more people. So I believe we're going to hear about military police being activated in the not-too-distant future. And I want to acknowledge Catwoman and Road Dog, because Catwoman and Road Dog actually go down to Laredo and haul. Their job is contingent to getting the trailers, the parts that go in, that are in there, that go back up to Lafayette, Indiana. Their job is contingent on doing that. And there's a number of trucks that go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And they said that they would be willing to sit it out if the president were to close the border. But hopefully he won't close the border to car and – or he'll close the border to car and foot traffic, but not commercial traffic, which I believe because of the fact we're talking about $3.8 billion a day in goods that come across that market, I think the president might take that into consideration. At least I certainly hope he would, because that would put a bunch of people on temporary layoff.
Right. I think what the president would want to accomplish with this would simply be to show that, again, because his issue is the flow of illegal aliens coming into this country, just unabated, basically. So that would send a strong message. It would send a strong message to the Mexican government, but I think you're right. I think not only is it sort of a bad idea to try to stop the commerce that's coming back and forth, the legitimate commerce that, for example, Catwoman and Road Dog are involved with and doing a great job, but it's even politically, this, he would never weather that. It just, he would not have support in the Senate at all for something like that.
And then finally, just getting Mexico off the table here, because there's so much, you could spend so much time talking about different things here. Mexico has said that they have no plans to stop the caravans. Actually, I don't think they can. Well, let's put it this way. They might be able to if they were to put the military down there and say, okay, nobody comes across or we shoot. You know, but who's going to do that?
Well, right, and certainly that would be a terrible kind of situation. But, you know, my take on this, Captain, is that, you know, I do think that the Mexican government, the powers that be in Mexico, watch very carefully what's going on in the United States. They understand that this whole thing is so divisive. They know that we're not a united front on stopping illegal immigration, and I think that they see that as sort of a license to not really have to deal with the problem themselves. You know, once the caravan gets to the border, you know, maybe it'll be something that they have to sort of deal with, but they figure people are going to ask for asylum and there's no reason to stop it. And if we want to have a good relationship with Mexico, it's a two-way street. The Mexican government has to say, look, what can we be doing in order to make sure our relationship with the United States is good, so that commerce and that business traffic going back and forth not only continues but increases.
And again, the State Department announced on Friday that it would end about $500 million in aid for Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, which is a move to punish those governments for failing to address a large number of migrants headed to the United States. And it's not just from those countries. I want to emphasize that to the listeners. We know we got people coming from Southeast Asia, a number of Chinese people coming into the United States through Mexico. We also know that we have a large number of Middle Eastern people coming through the Mexican border, legally or illegally. And they've actually caught them. They've actually caught them out there and seen some of the things that they left behind, the Korans and whatnot, in the desert. So we know they're coming over.
Well, right. Again, because it's for lack of a better term, it's kind of easy. I mean, I understand it can be an arduous journey across the desert, but it's easy in the sense that that there's nothing there to really stop you. And once they gain entry into the United States, they can virtually go anywhere, and they can set up shop anywhere, whether it's MS-13, whether it's a potential terrorist cell, or if it's a bad actor with some kind of axe to grind. You know, we don't know who's here. And so that's a real problem. I can't imagine any country on the face of this earth or in history that would be able to withstand this kind of thing or somehow think it's a good idea. But we've got these Democrat party leaders you know, just basically saying, hey, I mean, in effect saying, this is chaos and this is exactly what we want.
And we need to change the law, the immigration law. We need to get rid of this easily to get into asylum thing that Obama made it easier to do that. And it can't just be done with an executive order. Sorry, because Obama did what he did illegally. We all know that. But the thing of it is back in February, 75,000 people were apprehended coming across the border illegally. And in the month of March, 100,000 people. It keeps going up.
It keeps going up. And then, of course, there were many, many, many thousands that were released into the United States.
Because they had no place to put them.
Exactly right. And so.
And we don't even know who we released.
Well, exactly. And so.
We know who they say they are, but we, you know.
Yeah, there's no way to vet them.
Yep.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so now they're released into the United States. They may have a piece of paper that says you have to appear, but that's not going to happen for the most part. So, so again, we're just getting the raw end of this deal every single day.
Now we're going to change gears here. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that there is no enforcement mechanism for the Paris Accord, which means that apparently is not going to go anywhere.
Well, no, and he pointed out, and I thought this was very good, he talked about the carbon emissions from China.
Mm-hmm.
He says, since they entered the Paris Accords, he says, and I quote, they may feel good about being in the deal, their people may, you may feel good about their people being in the deal, but he basically says nothing changed.
They're not going to do anything. They're the biggest polluters in the world.
Well, exactly. And so if Ocasio-Cortez, for example, wants to really do something about the Green New Deal, then point the finger squarely at China, or at the very least say that they also have to do these kinds of things, and it has to be some kind of global thing. But the Paris Agreement, the Paris Accords, you're right, they have no teeth. It is more or less a feel-good type of venture, and this is what Secretary Pompeo was saying. This is why President Trump withdrew, because there's no enforcement mechanism.
Did you hear what she complained about yesterday at New York's LaGuardia Airport?
No, I didn't. What was that?
It was either the price of coffee or the price of something there at the airport. Said it was way too high.
Well,
that's what she complained about. Instead of some other thing. I mean, this person. And by the way, don't forget she wants a pay raise.
Well, I guess it's not. Yeah, well, when is it going to be enough? I mean, you know, didn't she say something about how much money is enough, or is after you get so much, it's enough, or something like that? So,
well, she's the one that's accumulating all the money.
Well, exactly. Well, see, but that's all about.
By the way, she does not live in her district.
Well, that's right. I think you're right about that.
She lives in Westchester County.
Yeah, but again, it's about power. And this is precisely why she proposed the so-called Green New Deal, which is kind of lifted from various other things, from what I can tell. But this is why they want to institute this kind of thing, because it's a better way to enforce or to wield power, rather, upon the people. It's not about fixing problems with the environment or anything like that. That's all just a smokescreen.
Right, and here comes the music. And folks, when we come back from this break, we're going to talk, of course, about Joe Hans Biden, because he's in big trouble, and the trouble is getting bigger. We're also going to talk about Israel and the Gaza Strip and the fact that they've tightened their grip on the Gaza Strip because of Hamas. And Hamas is trying to break the Israeli blockade, which isn't going to happen anytime soon. And we're also going to get into a discussion about Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Tomorrow's news tonight on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I, The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A second woman comes forward to say former Vice President Democrat Joe Biden touched her inappropriately. Biden has yet to say he's running for president in 2020, but House Speaker Nancy Pelosi asked about it by reporters on Capitol Hill. She says the accusations don't disqualify him. More now from USA Radio's John Clemens.
The controversy continues to grow even before former Vice President Joe Biden makes it official that he's running for the Democratic nomination for the Oval Office. Now, second woman Amy Lapos has come forward saying, like the previous accuser, Nevada Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, the encounter with the 76-year-old was wrong.
Taking a look now at your money, on Wall Street, the Dow up 329 points to close at 26,258, the NASDAQ up almost 100 points, and the S&P 500 up almost 33 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warren, the professor of politics and host of the Kyle Warren Show, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy,
this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
Kyle Warren's going to do it again. There we go. I forgot he's on a loop. So, this portion of the program brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico Insurance can insure just about anything that you own, including the car that you're driving or the truck that you're driving. And they offer coverage for other things like your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, or your RV. They can even help with your homeowners or renters insurance through your local Geico insurance agent. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, geico.com, or truck on over to the yellow pages of your phone book and the white pages of your phone book and look up Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico, and you'll get your local agent there. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. I got you on a loop there, so that thing just keeps playing.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about Johannes Biden. Another woman came out and accused him of being a little Fonzie, if you will, fondly, that's the word I wanted. And he's been trying to defend his interactions with women, but I'm telling you, some of these pictures and these videos, I mean, it's just, the word creepy is an understatement.
I totally agree.
I would never consider. I never do something like that ever.
It just seems a little creepy. Now, I've heard this word being used for Joe Biden, and that is grandfatherly in a general sense.
That's not grandfatherly. But
that's not grandfatherly.
Not at all.
Exactly. And I think that it's very important that we, you know, look very carefully at what these videos show and this kind of thing, because it does seem to kind of go beyond, and it's really interesting, Captain, because obviously, you know, we're seeing some real pushback from many Democrat high ups. They are not interested, it seems, at this point anyway, of really coming to terms with what this means for Joe Biden and for the party and so forth. It's almost as if they're circling the wagons, you know, and literally if it was anybody else in the world, they would already have said, I'm sorry, I'm not running for president anymore, you know, that kind of thing.
Well, what they're trying to do, there are candidates that are trying to get Joe Biden out of the mix altogether because they want their piece of the pie. They don't want Biden in because Biden is the front runner anywhere you look, mm-hmm. and Biden's not even in it.
Well, that's right. He hasn't announced it officially.
Right.
But all this stuff is really, really kind of coming back. And to hear the accounts of the women that have come forward already, it is, you know, beyond creepy. And Joe Biden with his, he's got a kind of a weird response to the whole thing. You know, I'm listening and this kind of thing. And it seems to me that that's even another kind of sort of weird play on words that doesn't really address, you know, kind of what's going on. You know, that it's just, it's so bizarre that it's hard to put into words for that.
Now, before we get into our discussion about Mark Zuckerberg and Facebook and what he's about to do, what he's working on doing anyway, I want to mention about what's going on in the Gaza Strip, because over the weekend, Gaza's Hamas rulers marked a year of bloody weekly protests that have failed to break the Israeli blockade. That's what they're trying to do. Rocket attacks brought a wave of Israeli airstrikes down onto Hamas positions, and unprecedented protests then broke out against the Islamic militants' increasingly unpopular rule. There are people there in the Gaza Strip that don't like Hamas and the way they're setting them up to get shot at and get struck with aircraft.
Well, exactly. And, you know, what we're seeing, of course, now is really even kind of a resurgence. You know, we haven't seen this level of activity.
The PLO is the other force, by the way.
That's right. Yeah, but we haven't seen so much going on for the last several years, since about the time of about 2014 or so. And so we do see a real ramp up here. It doesn't show any real signs of getting better. It's interesting too, because at a different time and place, you would have had the United States generally supporting Israel as it generally has, sometimes more, sometimes less, depending on who's in the White House. But President Trump, by moving the embassy to Jerusalem, has really made a definitive statement to Israel and also, of course, to the Arab world that there is literally a new sheriff in town. And I think that part of the result of that is this kind of amplification. But it's an amplification that, you know, if that's inevitable, we still have to stay strong and stand on principle.
Now, a lot of people understand what Facebook is all about, what Twitter's all about. Mark Zuckerberg got himself into trouble at Facebook for allowing a lot of different posts to be put out there. Some have been called anti-Semitic. Some of them have been called hate. Some of them have been called defamational, you know, whatever. All the sorts of things that if you were writing a newspaper article, you could get sued for. But because it's social media, you seem to be okay because of your First Amendment rights. Now, he has come out, and a lot of it has to do with this Mueller thing, and this is why he's come out. Have you seen, and I know you're on Facebook, and I'm on Facebook, but the posts that are out there with some of the vile comments that are being made by people that have just had it, they're upset, they're mad, I get it, but you got to be careful what you say, and they're over there, and they're just attacking people, attack, attack, attack. So Zuckerberg's going, well, the time has come. It's so bad on social media, the federal government needs to step in, and they need to regulate it because of all this anti-Semitic and all this hate speech going on. You've heard that, right?
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
So where are we going with this?
Well, yeah, he's talked about the idea that there's basically, you know, four different areas. There's the harmful content, election integrity, and privacy and data portability, which he was talking about the other day. And so to a great degree, I think that he's trying to make sure that he's sort of insulating perhaps himself and Facebook as a whole to some of the coming controversies, obviously, that go along with this. But you're right. You know, there's a lot of people posting on Facebook, but unfortunately, just as it was in the days of being in the schoolyard or just, you know, your own social, before social media, when you actually talk to people in your neighborhood, there are some things that pretty much your average person has running in their mind called things that are unthinkable to say. And mostly we sort of restrain ourselves. We don't say everything that ever comes to our mind, especially if it could be hurtful, because we're not going to stand there and be mean to somebody.
Well, you try to be respectful, because exactly. If you want to get respect, you need to respect the people you're talking to.
Exactly right. But what I found and what I find today is that, you know, when someone has a keyboard, they can say anything they want because there's a certain amount of anonymity to it. And in business, people will write things in an email that are absolutely heinous and horrible. But if they see you in person, they sort of draw that back a little bit. And so part of it is people need to sort of, you know, have some standards of their own. But you're right. There's a lot going on these posts. And I think Zuckerberg is trying to come up with some plan where he's not always responsible for this.
Well, I have founded 6 Facebook pages of my own for different groups that are there pertaining to the radio show, pertaining to America, pertaining to truck drivers, and even veterans. I've founded 6 different pages, which includes my own personal page. And I'm also the administrator of 2 more. So I'm the admin and founder of 6, but the admin of 8. And I'll tell you, if you start mouthing off and you start using gross profanity and you start going after somebody, you get one warning and then you're gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, exactly, because just as though everybody was sitting around, you know, having lunch together or something, you know, there has to be standards in our communication. And sometimes the surest way to know that somebody doesn't have a good argument is because they're using that kind of language.
Yeah. And the other thing is there are alternatives. If you want to get away from Facebook and go somewhere where they have good conversations and you can talk and not be treated like a fool or whatnot, one of our new sponsors is called Hub.life, Hub.life, and they are very respectful. Go over there, check them out, see what they're all about. They're brand new to the world of social media. And again, they've got their rules, they've got their conduct, but they're not going to bar your freedom of speech unless you really go off the deep end.
Well, right, and I think a lot of what has been smarting for many social media users is that sometimes it seems as though as a platform, certain social media platforms want to either censor or subdue certain kinds of speech, and that's,
well, that's true.
The wrong way.
That's true, and we all know that they're trying to squash the conservative discussions. All right, well, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, talk to you tonight. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, everybody, and I'm coming right back with our first Truckers Highway and Viber report. Kathy, tell them how to call us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Interstate, grab another gear for another day's pay. 5 weeks on the road's been rough, two more to go before he can let up. Gotta keep the monkey off of his back, it's a fact, he's working class.
All righty, that's Leland Martin, one of our ice road truckers, and I think he's still up there trucking the ice road circuit. I think they still got about another maybe a month to do that in, but we'll see. And don't forget, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with four locations to serve you. Look them up. Moss, spelled M-A-U-S, Family Automotive. Google them. Find out what they're all about. And by the way, the original home of You Serve, You Save. Nobody else is doing what they do 24/7, 365 days of the year for our active duty military, all of our veterans, our first responders, current and retired, and our 911 dispatchers too, by giving them preferred pricing on brand new vehicles, saving them thousands of dollars in the process. Now, a significant coastal storm will drive up the southeast coast into offshore waters of the east coast through Wednesday. You can expect locally heavy to excessive rain for the coastal Carolinas and hurricane force winds for the offshore east coast waters. Now, I can tell you right now, they've got winds in excess of 75 miles an hour offshore of North Carolina, in the northern part of North Carolina, Virginia, all of the Chesapeake Bay, and New Jersey, as it's just sitting there out about, looks like maybe it's out 25 or 35 miles by the looks of the graph that I'm looking at, and I'm guessing at what the legend says for miles. So that's what it looks like. But the ships that are out there in that weather right now that are coming in, that are having to weather that, it's going to be interesting to say the least. And meanwhile, a western storm, which is developing with snow and rain and wind, will eject into the plains midweek for severe thunderstorms from Oklahoma, Texas to the lower Mississippi Valley on Wednesday through Thursday. Now, right now out in California, we've got some snow in the mountains, again, the Sierra Nevadas, about halfway down Nevada and about halfway down California, right on the line. And we've got high winds in Las Vegas and up towards Mesquite, Nevada on I-15. We've got high winds in the high desert. We've got high winds in Kingman, Arizona. We've got some unsettled weather conditions around El Paso with some winds in the mix as well. And that also goes into the southern part of New Mexico, all across I-10, all the way across New Mexico to the Arizona border. Now, going up and the northern part of Colorado, right on the Wyoming line, I-25 and possibly I-25, Cheyenne, and then over towards Laramie, just to the south, you got some snow flurries there tonight. You got some rain further up the line in Wyoming. You got rain in western Wyoming. You've got rain in the eastern half of Idaho tonight. You've also got rain, spotty patches of rain in the western part of Montana and the northeastern part of Montana. You've got rain again tonight, scattered in the western part of Nebraska. You've got rain tonight scattered from Minot, North Dakota, all the way down to Fargo, and from the Minnesota-Canadian line all the way down towards Moorhead, Minnesota. And then there is a freeze warning tonight, which is up for southeastern Oklahoma across the border with Arkansas and Louisiana, a hard freeze warning there tonight. Temperatures in the middle 20s to below 32 degrees, 30, 31, 32. And then in Kentucky tonight, you've got a winter weather advisory in the eastern part of Kentucky, where the mountains supersede, going into West Virginia as well, I might add, right around Ashland, going across I-64. So you're going to have a winter weather advisory there, which is in conjunction with what's going on off the coast. And we'll see what happens with the rest of the day moves along here, because it's definitely going to be an interesting day and an event of things to come as we look at everything that's going on there. Now, also, I want to tell you that the Democrats, now let me try to explain what's going on right now. You're hearing a lot of craziness coming from the Democrats. And a lot of people are going, oh, my God, Captain, look what they're doing. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. Oh, the Democrats are. They can't do it, folks. They can't do. They can talk a good game, but they can't do what they're trying to do. For example, the Democrats right now are introducing a constitutional amendment to abolish the Electoral College in the United States Senate. Now, who is in charge of getting bills onto the floor in the United States Senate? Is it Chuck Schumer? No. It's Mitch McConnell, the Republicans, because they have the majority in the Senate. Now, if they were to introduce this in the House, which they might, then that would be Nancy Pelosi, and of course she's going to let something like that come through for a vote, and more than likely, if the Democrats just vote all in unison, are going to vote for it. But it's never going to clear the Senate. Never. So they're just throwing stuff up there to see what's going to stick. And this, again, is all part of the Cloward-Piven strategy on steroids that they've been trying to do since 1963. And they're still trying to do it. They see an opportunity. They're just ramming everything at us. And we have to stay the course and understand what it is they're doing. And if you don't believe me, go look up the Cloward-Piven strategy. C-L-O-W-A-R-D hyphen P-I-V-E-N. Cloward-Piven strategy. And then understand how they're trying to implement this with Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen. By the way, something interesting that came out from some polling data yesterday. Now that Special Counsel Robert Mueller has ruled out collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians in 2016, voters, like senior Republicans, are turning a suspicious eye towards Hillary Clinton's campaign. Now, most also still suspect high-level wrongdoing was done at the U.S. Department of Justice, which was headed by Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch. And a new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey of 1,000 likely voters conducted on March 27th and 28th with a margin of error of plus or minus 3 points says that 47% of likely U.S. voters think that Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign is more likely to have than President Trump's campaign illegally colluded and benefited financially from foreign operatives. Now, it gets a little better than that because nearly 45% believe that Hillary Clinton was the instigator that started all of this. Well, she might have been, but then you had the principator, John Brennan, who was up to his eyeballs in this. And more information is going to be coming out about him in the days and weeks to come. He was dirty in all of this. He was the guy that was at the steering wheel of all of this collusion and dossier and all of that stuff. He was the guy that was at the steering wheel. It's all going to come out. And John Brennan is going to be in a heap of trouble. Believe me when I tell you. All right, the Captain's America Third Watch coming back. Ms. Rosemary on the other side of the news. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way on a beautiful evening here in where I'm sitting. I hope it's nice where you're at, too. This is the Captain's America Third Watch broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shall I turn?
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, Maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.